Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
He's going to need complete rejuve if he lives that long.
Men like Bunny make the rules until someone else displaces them.
Familius Regnant is sick, on its deathbed. And if we don't act quickly, the patient could die.
Graphic Audio presents The Serrano Legacy by Elizabeth Moon.
Miranda, I don't think it was the new Tex Militia.
I will make the Familius great, and everyone will know who saved it from destruction.
Narrated by Nanette Savard. With performances by Sonny Lasky, Colleen Delaney, Ren Casey, Stephen Carpenter, Lily Beacon, Richard Rowan, David Coyne, Sherry Simpson, Terrence Aselford, MB Van Dorn, Elizabeth Demery, Andy Clements, Mort Shelby, Jeff Baker, Thomas Penny, Tim Getman, Peter Stray, Elizabeth Jernigan, Michael John Casey, Casey Platt, Tom Simpson, Dylan Lynch, James Lewis, Tess Rowan, Corey James, and James Konacek. Book 6, Change of Command, Part 1.
Kevil Mahoney was aware of disturbing dreams and tried to fight his way to consciousness. He felt stiff, as if he'd been in the same position too long, and somewhere in the distance, someone hurt quite badly. Red and pink swirls slid past his vision. When he blinked, nothing happened but the addition of ugly green smears to the swirls. He thought he heard something, but, like the vague shapes that teased his eyes, the sounds were curiously unhelpful, blunt and unformed.
He's going to need complete rejuve if he lives that long.
Ice, then fire, washed through him. He never knew if it was something they did or his body's response to what he heard. His eyes opened to see a pale blur. He struggled to get his mouth open, then realized it was open, wedged with some instrument.
Lie still. Close your eyes.
Kevil was in no mood to take orders. Someone slid out the thing in his mouth.
What happened?
Memory returned in that moment, even as he asked. Even as the people he could not yet see hesitated, he knew what had happened. He and Bunny in the ground car. Bunny's face, taut and lined for so many months, finally relaxing. They had been chatting about the continuing problems resulting from the Moraline's pharmaceutical plant on Patchcock, the rising price of rejuvenations, and the political implications. And then the white flare of some weapon, and Bunny's face disappearing into a mess of red and pink and gray.
He must be dead. No one could survive that.
And he, Kevil Mahoney, was alive. At least for now, because his friend's head had taken the brunt of whatever attack. The new Texas God-fearing militia had sworn vengeance on them. Evidently, it had been no idle threat. He needed to know what had happened.
Who's in charge now? What is Fleet doing?
But he felt a dark, chilly fog rising over him, and slipped into that darkness, unsure if it was death or a drug. Hobart Consuline permitted none of the emotions churning inside him to show in his face or demeanor. His secretary's expression of cautious solemnity proved he'd been successful. The silly man couldn't tell how his employer was taking the news. Good.
It's been confirmed by 3 separate agencies, Malone.
Terrible. I suppose it was the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?